This audio is brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry, the place to go for advanced dental technology and compassionate, patient-centred care. You can trust your smile with an expert team that puts your comfort first. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.
Exposed to the open air inside the tank containing chlorine gas is deteriorating and needs to be replaced. The tank will be painted inside and out, and the project will prolong the life of this asset in the public water system. Proposed funding, the city is applying for a state revolving fund loan in the amount of $600,000. The loan has a principal forgiveness available in the amount of $288,460. The remaining $311,540 will have an interest rate of 0.75%. And the repayment on that, the city is actually nearing the end of two existing loans in the water fund, with the French Creek water tank retiring in June of 2027, and the water treatment plant expansion retiring in May of 2028. The loan payments will be paid from water fund reserves and is not projected to increase user rates. So that's the project. Any questions?
I think it's something that probably needs taken care of.
Yes.
You say it extends the life of the tank. Mm-hmm. Do you have some idea of the number of extra years?
You know, it's going to extend it at least another 30 years.
30?
Yeah. Well, because the tank's in really good shape. The biggest problem with it is the ceiling. Okay. So, even in that time, there's still always maintenance that we do, but that's the major concern.
Is there any public comment? Any more questions from council? Okay. We will close out the public hearing. No unfinished business. New business. Can I get a motion to Approve Councilman Madsen's absence from the September 17th meeting.
So moved.
Motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll abstain again.
You're excused, Councilman. Next item on the agenda is Resolution 1486, a resolution authorizing submission of an application to the State Loan and Investment Board for loan through the State Revolving Fund on behalf of the governing body for the town of the City of Buffalo for the purpose of the City of Buffalo 600,000-gallon water tank repair. Can I get a motion to enter to Resolution 1486?
Seven.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Resolution 1486 passes. Next item on the agenda is Chamber of Commerce. Monster March street closure request. Chamber.
Yes.
Come and tell us about kiddos and cavities.
So we're really looking forward to, good evening, Mayor.
Good evening.
To this year's Monster March. We're going to have a few new things, like I mentioned at the last meeting. We're going to have a vendor, like vendors out of the square to give them a chance to do their thing there. We're also going to have an obstacle course for the kids. We'll have a flash mob by the new street dance, street, not street dance, but the new gym. I can't remember the name, 16-something, whether I'm sorry. McDonald's will be there, and we're looking for possibly some live music. I think right now we just have our speaker system that will be playing some festive music and things like that. But we're asking to close from Angus to Fort on the night of Halloween.
3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m.?
Yes.
What was the first time? I'm sorry.
3:30.
3:30. And would you need that area by the square shut down? How would it
I think 3:30 it will give us plenty of time. Yeah.
And this directly follows Trunk or Treat?
I think the Trunk or Treat runs during or before like, their school time. I think.
Either 1 to
1 to 4 or 3.
Yeah, we have a little bit of time in between.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a busy day for sure.
Buy your candy. The kids are waiting. Can I get a motion to approve the street closure for Monster March October 31st from 3:30 p.m. to 6 p.m.?
So moved.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I guess we don't have any dentists.
Thank
looks
you.
Look good. FFA advice. I think we can go ahead and move forward if the council so chooses. They are requesting to use Clear Creek Trail for a haunted hike. Does anybody know the dates or times?
No. So I would recommend that they present this at the next council meeting.
Okay. Yeah. Can I get a motion? Well, we'll present it at the next council meeting. I don't think you need a motion for that. Next on the agenda is Taylor Hepp, a request for a sign variance. I don't see Taylor here, but Terry, you have any?
I just give you a quick explanation of that. The ordinance calls, sign ordinance calls for only one freestanding sign per property location per business. On that freestanding sign can contain multiple signs for multiple businesses. They have two businesses on one property. They're asking that you allow them to set two separate freestanding signs that are 4x8, not as tall in stature as you see on some of the other street signs. So they're only about 6 foot off the ground. And so that's what they're asking for is a variant to that ordinance, allowing two signs for one property.
And I think this went through P&Z, correct?
This did go through P&Z and was recommended for approval last week's meeting. So.
Can I get a motion to approve the request for sign variance for Mr. Hepp?
So moved.
I'll second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Golf course lease agreement is next on the agenda. Counselor?
Mayor and Council, I've redrafted the lease agreement between the town of City of Buffalo and Buffalo Golf Club. And the changes that I made were to cover the expenses for maintaining the buildings, essentially, to $1,000 as their responsibility. And then anything over $1,000 would be the city's responsibility for any major repairs. And I put in a clause that that would have to be with prior consent of the city before those repairs were made. And so we need to get this signed so they can get their liquor license.
So the change was basically paragraph 14 here?
Yes.
That's all there.
I'd make a motion to approve the revised golf club course lease agreement.
Second.
And a motion in 2 seconds. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? There's points. Next, that the council is so inclined to approve mayor's appointment of Candace Christensen, Lodging Tax Board, for a 3-year term.
I'll make that motion.
I have a motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Motion and second. Any further? Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome, Candace. Ordinance 1418, first reading. An ordinance amending Chapter 25, Transient Merchant and Religious or Charitable Permits, Section 7, CD Licenses, and Section 8, Violations of the Code of the City of Buffalo, Wyoming, pertaining to licensing fees and violations. So what this is, ladies and gentlemen, is in reviewing some ordinances, this one hasn't been changed or updated in quite some time. So it would be an increase to licensing fees for what was said mentioned. Can I get a motion to approve Ordinance 1418 on the first reading?
I will move to approve this item.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1418 passes on the first reading. Ladies and gentlemen, the next one is Johnson County Rural Health Care District. It's a request for permit fee waiver for a new ambulance barn. Myself being closely attached to the situation, I would ask that the council lets me recuse myself so that you folks can discuss freely. I will recuse myself and hand the gavel over to the vice mayor.
Evening, Mayor and Council. I think everybody knows me, but for the record, Jake Wright with Nelson Engineering. I'm here representing the Rural Health Care District on their ambulance barn building. I think everybody's probably familiar with the site out of Volunteer Lane. They are requesting a waiver of fees for a building permit. There already are water and sewer taps to the lot. I think there's actually two of each. One of those will probably be abandoned, and we have to add a fire line. So also requesting, you know, a waiver of any tap fee that would be associated with that because they actually are providing the construction for the fire line. That's really it. It's pretty common with most of the government installations around here to have been waived, so felt it appropriate to ask.
I guess that was my question. Is it a total waiver, or is that typical?
Yeah, it has been on many of these in the past. I know both of the fire hall buildings out there were waived in the city's fire hall when we did it, and recently the the new garage for the senior center, they waived those as well, which the city owns that building technically, so a little different situation, but.
Okay. I move we approve this waiver.
All right, I have a motion. Is there a second? Hearing a second, what does that mean?
Can I second? Okay, yeah, I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I'd like to waive the permit fees, but retain some of the tap and sewer fees. I think on our enterprise system, we need to keep those sacred and kind of protect those funds as we move forward and not go down the road of always doing what we always done, but preserve some of that.
That's understandable. In this case, it's a little different because the taps are actually already there. There is no tapping of the sewer line. It's already done. They'll be attaching to an existing tap. And typically, the tap fees, as I understand it, are basically a way to cover the cost of the city, you know, using manpower and equipment to do those taps. In this case, that won't be necessary. I guess that's why they ask there.
It also helps funds are
in. I understand that. Yeah.
I guess. Yeah, do you know the size of the existing water taps out there? Because it sounded like they need an inch and a half, and they're probably.
I'm not sure what they are.
So we're going to have to pay.
We're going to have to find out what they are.
I'm of the same mindset as Councilman Camino that I'd like to retain part of the water tap fee just because if we have to do a bigger tap, then the city has to provide the corporation and the saddle, and we have to provide parts and pieces to make the connection that are normally paid for by that tap fee.
Sure.
We
sure.
Totally waive it, then we're still out an additional money for that. So I would make a motion to amend the motion to only waive half of the water tap fee.
How about if we just vote
okay.
And then you can come up and
okay. Okay, that would work.
Okay. So the motion on the table is to request the permit fee waiver for new ambulance barn to include the permit fee of $3,000, the water tap fee of $4,000, and a sewer tap fee of $2,500. I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed?
Nay.
Aye.
Motion doesn't carry. Is there another motion on the table?
I'd make a motion for the city to waive the permit fee of $3,000, the sewer tap fee of $2,500, and one half of the water tap fee of $2,000 credit towards the $4,000 fee. So they would still be responsible for $2,000, which would cover our costs of tying in for the sewer to our bank.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
The total fees is now going to be $7,500. $7,500 credit out of the $95.00.
Oh, so, for clarification, you're waiving $7,500.
Yeah, we're waiving $70. We're waiving that, yeah.
Yes.
We're waiving all the building, all the sewer, and half the water.
You're right.
Yeah,
yeah,
that motion,
yeah.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Next item on the agenda is electric line easement. Mr. Kirby.
Mayor and City Council, Kevin's in the process of connecting. What is it that we're connecting with electric?
Just getting power up to the south tank above the cemetery.
So the south tank, it's next to the cemetery, south above the water tank.
And the electric line, we talked a little bit with Brent McCoy, who owns the property to the west and around this tank site. And we could, the city could put an underground electric line from the transformer located on his property 750 feet to the water tank. And I'd like to have the council authorize an offer of $2,000 for his granting of an easement. I computed that based on really the oil patch goes for about $40 a rod, and there would be, I think we figured, 16.5 feet in a rod, and this is about 45 rods, so it'd be $1,800 and some dollars. So I said $2,000 would be a fair offer for the compensation for granting the easement. If you approve that, I'll make the offer to Mr. McClellan.
This is an informal motion. It's not a resolution.
No, I'll have to prepare an easement, and we'll have to do that once we reach an agreement.
Okay.
Yeah, have you seen the diagram done by Multi Engineering?
I would make a motion to allow council to prepare and submit an offer for the easement for the electric line in the amount of $2,000.
I have a motion. I have a second.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, Mr. Kirby. Reports, Mr. Kirby.
Nothing further.
Nothing further. Mr. Hazy.
Your council, I have nothing new to report tonight. Any questions for me? I'd be happy to answer them.
Our flag waving chief. Sure, sure. I'm getting a ticket up.
What's the matter of that? Good evening, Mayor. Good evening, council. We wrapped up the month of September with 2,828 calls into our 911 center. 698 of those were incidents that our officers handled. We did have 10 arrests in the month of September. Six of those were for DUIs. So, again, I always please, you know, drink responsibility, look for rides home, whatever you can do to help lower that number. I think that number is way, way too high. And some of those readings are pretty high and are concerning. We did have one of our local businesses burglarized back on September the 20th. Suspect went into the business through an unlocked door and took money out of the till. The next morning, Officer Bellis and Officer Wayne responded, reviewed video. Later that day, they're actually patrolling central, you know, downtown here. Observed a subject on a bike that looked very similar to the suspect that was on the video. They made contact, realized it wasn't him, but it was very close. Very familiar. Speaking to him, he said, well, I do have a brother that's in town that I just brought into town. Found out where he worked, made contact with him, immediately identified him as the suspect responsible for the burglary. You know, at that point, we also recovered some evidence from that crime. So, job well done by the two officers. They're two of our folks that came here from other agencies after retirement. And so, you know, that time and experience has paid off and just clearing a case like that. So great job by Officer Bellis and Officer Wayne. So I would like to remind, tomorrow is National Walk to School Day, so our buses will be dropping the kiddos off at the pole parking lot, and there'll be a mass walking to school tomorrow. So just a reminder, anybody driving through the school zones, slow down. Lots of kids are going to be on bikes and walking to school tomorrow, and obviously we'll have extra pedestrians in that area. And with that, I would like to, you know, say the best for last. If Danielle and Jennifer can step up.
Can you stand up?
No, you're coming up here. You get the microphone.
No. So this morning, the Longmire Foundation, through funds raised during Longmire Days, donated $10,000 to Operation Blue Santa.
Well, obviously that was a big deal for us and for Danielle and Jennifer. I mean, that gave you goosebumps when they presented that check today, and Erica McCarter, she was there, and of course she helps, you know, spearhead that whole operation, but she basically raised half of the money that we try to raise throughout that year in one fell swoop, and couldn't do it without, you know, all the work that these two do during that Longmire Days. It's a lot of preparation, and they make it very easy on us, and we're glad that we can collaborate and make things go smooth. So
same here, we couldn't do it without y'all. Yep. Somebody has to protect us.
Just wanted to thank them for their wonderful donation. Thank you.
Thank you for the...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm
going to
do
all
of that.
Okay.
Over here,
that. Okay.
Is there anything else you guys have for me, or any questions I can answer?
Nope.
Okay. Thank you,
Kevin.
Mayor, Council, just to let you know that we're having for the Buffalo Wells project, we're having a pre-construction meeting on Thursday the 3rd at 2 p.m. here at City Hall. So. See how that's going to shape up. That's really all I have. I believe.
We'll pull Commissioner Wright up to that.
I can give Brent's portion of the report since he's not here. I was actually out there all day today staking curb and gutter. So just a brief report on the Sunset Reconstruction Project. Water and sewer mains are in up to the Maple Street intersection now, along with the service lines. Road base is all in on that section too. We staked curb and gutter today, so I think they even found the curb and gutter sub hiding over by the dentist's office today, building some stuff over there, so we may get them still this week, possibly. Of course, the curb and gutter. Keep moving forward on that. Any questions on anything related to that? Thank you.
Are there any oral written comments?
Okay, the Longmire Foundation would like to thank our community for supporting our event, because without our community, we wouldn't have an event. So thank you to everyone for that, and all of you for approving our permits and bearing with us through the planning process. So this morning, we did make a $10,000 donation to Operation Blue Santa. We also made $1,000 donations to the Buffalo Senior Center, the 4-H Kids new shooting building fund that they have going, Johnson County Suicide Prevention Organization, Johnson County Fairgrounds. We sponsored an event this year for Friends Feeding Friends, and we will be sponsoring the fire recovery fundraiser with Ashley Bassett. I gave you all a report. I think the most important part of the report that I gave you is that 57.5% of our attendees this year were coming to Buffalo for the first time. We do have people that have been here 5+ years. That was 10%, but that big number for us is that we're still drawing a lot of first-time visitors. And we think we had about 3,700 people attend the event this year. And the rest of it, 66% said that Walmart is the only reason they were making that trip. Some of them were making it was part of a longer trip, or they were just doing a day trip. We drew ticket holders from 48 states and 4 countries this year.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was pretty big. And we're still growing. We're growing it from COVID. You know, that kind of set everything off in April, online 2 years. But it is building back, and we're hoping to get eventually back to the numbers we had pre-COVID. But we just wanted to let y'all know that we did make donations on behalf of the Longmire Days, our community, to different community organizations.
Yeah, and thank you for the generous support of our community.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why we do the event. It's to support our community, support local business, different organizations that want to participate and raise money during the event, and then some we just raise the money to help them out afterwards. But we try to pick organizations that have been very supportive of us, and that's most of the organizations in Buffalo. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
One more thing. We also...
I'm not
Jen and I. One more thing. Jen and I, we we have started, the foundation has started a fund this year called Fallen Stars Memorial Fund, and we hope to grow that through different events as well, and that is for first responders in Johnson and Sheridan County and the state of Wyoming for their families and their survivors. So.
Yeah, should something happen to one of our first responders, we want to be able to help support their families. All right.
Well, if something should happen to me, you can have my family.
I'll take your part, it's fine.
Well, thank you. Are there any other oral or written comments? Oral or written comments? Hearing no more oral or written comments. Announcement, city county meeting, October 15th at 7 a.m. right here in this building. City council meeting, October 15th, 5 p.m. right here in this building. City hall is closed on October 14th, but we will have the regular trash pickup. And I'd just like to remind the public that September was National Suicide Prevention, and just because that month is over does not mean that we don't need to keep that in the forefront of our minds to help our fellow folks out that may be struggling and need somebody to talk to. Can I get approval of the bills as presented?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further comment? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And if there's no more business before the council, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Good evening, everybody.
This audio was brought to you by Cotant Family Dentistry in Buffalo. This is 307 Net Info, connecting community.